Around the world, the image people have of America is not so great. It's been in decline for the last 6 years, according to the Pew Global Attitude Survey, and that's true even among our allies. In Germany, favorable views of the U.S. have dropped by almost 50%. Kyle James reports from Berlin.
Mark Donfried thinks German-American relations need a little TLC. The director of the nonprofit Institute for Cultural Diplomacy in Berlin, he works on improving international relations, including transatlantic ones, among future leaders and everyday people. He says being an American in Germany today isn't what it used to be.
What used to be seen as a very positive thing, an American, of course, and they would associate America with innovation, they would associate America with modernity, with progress, etc. Those associations are beginning to fade, and there are more associations coming up there. Certainly, it's less cool to be American now.
Last year's Pew study backs him up. While 78% of Germans had positive views of the U.S. in 2000, by 2007, that number had fallen to only 30%. That's the lowest approval rating among the European nations surveyed. Much of it has to do with the intense unpopularity of President Bush and the war in Iraq. But the study found majorities of Germans also dislike American ideas about democracy and doing business.
Hello, thanks for the welcome. My name is Margaret Haas, and I am your rented American. I'm from Indiana.
Margaret Haas is hoping to counter some of those notions. The 22-year-old Indiana native and grad student at the University of Tübingen is taking part in the Rent an American program. It brings Americans to German classrooms to talk about the U.S. 18-year-old student Burcu Bastuk says she's glad to meet an American who doesn't correspond to her pretty negative preconceptions.
I'm a little bit afraid of them. Afraid of the American population and of the American politics. Because we are just getting information about the television and about the newspapers, and I can't believe that they are just voting for Bush to do a war.
This spread of anti-U.S. feeling overall comes after a long and continuing period of cutbacks in public diplomacy spending in Europe that began after the end of the Cold War. And it's not just worrying Germany. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates expressed his concerns in an NPR interview.
Well, the reality is that the cost of increasing your capabilities on the diplomatic, economic side is really pretty modest. The entire State Department budget is $36 billion. We spend that in the Pentagon on health care.
It's not as if U.S. culture is nowhere to be found in Germany. There are TV series running in prime time almost every night of the week. Go to any multiplex and you'll mostly find American movies. But Washington has closed the network of cultural centers in Germany, the so-called America Houses, and even the Rent an American program gets most of its money from Germany. William Temkin is the U.S. ambassador here, a businessman and a Bush appointee. He says public diplomacy is still a priority for the Bush administration, especially in the Muslim world, and his embassy is reaching out to young Muslims here. But he says the private sector and business exchanges are often better ways to spread the word about America.
To say that just the way it was done yesterday is the right way sometimes is just living in the past. It's not appropriate today or possible today with the funds and the budgets that we have.
The coat room here, you see, I had a little kitchen. This is the room that I talked about.
72-year-old Alexander Langolius walks around the now vacant rooms of Berlin's America House. He got his first introduction to the U.S. here after World War II and now heads two private organizations that promote U.S.-German relations.
I mean, this place was always, always full.
But now it's just an empty shell surrounded by a tall black security fence. And Langolius says that gives the impression that America has lost interest in his country. He says he realizes American priorities have shifted, but that the U.S. would do well to put more effort into reviving its image, even in Germany, one of its closest allies.
Friendships are not light switches that you turn off and on whenever you need them. You need to take care of them. Send a Christmas card, you know, at least once a year. No country likes to be taken for granted.
For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.